Energetic Burundian refugee drummers entertained participants at the World Refugee Day celebration in Juba on Tuesday, organized by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Speaking at the UNHCR compound in Juba, Kidusan Argay, an Ethiopian refugee, said she has worked in South Sudan as a businesswoman since 2011. After the war broke out in Ethiopia, she was forced to apply for asylum in the country.
I sought asylum in South Sudan 2021 when the conflict in Tigray region state of Ethiopia starting in November 2020. It left many of us from Tigray feeling unsafe and unsure about what to do. I was in South Sudan at the starting of conflict.
She says things got worse when she helped several Ethiopians from Tigray who were serving in the United Nations peacekeepers in South Sudan and didn't want to return home.
Understanding the challenge that they would face if they return home, I took it upon myself and following Tigrayans to create awareness with the governor of South Sudan and the UNHCR. I am glad that most of those unwilling to return home managed to seek asylum in the country. I later on became a target of supporting my brother and sisters. Furtherly to that, I could not travel back home, rather processing any documentation with my governor.
Argay, who is the chairperson of the Tigrayan community in South Sudan, says she applied for asylum in South Sudan, which was granted, and she now feels safe. She says more than 4,000 Ethiopians are seeking asylum in South Sudan. Her comments didn't go well with Ethiopian Ambassador Nabil Mahdi, who was attending the event. Mahdi was visibly uncomfortable as Argay testified and tried to register his concern to the head of UNHCR and South Sudanese refugee officials. Finally, he walked out. In speaking to South Sudan in Focus today, Mahdi said Argay's speech was politically motivated and accused her of being a member of Tigray People's Liberation Front.
This lady, we know that she is a member, organizer of TPLF. TPLF is recognized by our parliament as terrorist party. Even though our government is trying its best to settle the conflict of Tigray peacefully, she is the chairman of TPLF committee here, organizing committee. They are engaged in a lot of illegal activities. If we are serious on her, she might be deported automatically.
The ambassador says asylum seekers and refugees from Ethiopia have the right to stay in South Sudan only if they live peacefully, respect the laws of South Sudan, and avoid engaging in illegal activities against the government and people of Ethiopia. Mahdi says Argay's speech falls short of this standard.
Refugees can live peacefully wherever they need. This is their right. But my concern is that statement made by the lady from Ethiopia is politically motivated. It was unexpected by UNHCR forum to given to challenge the Ethiopian government initiative, as if Ethiopian government is harassing its people.
The Ethiopian ambassador says the government of Ethiopia is committed to bringing lasting peace to the Tigray region. He says recently the government allowed more than 300 trucks to provide humanitarian supplies to the people of Tigray. Ethiopian national troops launched an attack in the Tigray region in late 2020, saying the Tigray People's Liberation Front had attacked federal military bases. The conflict has grown on since then, with tens of thousands of people killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.